This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have signed an agreement after their most recent inter-Korean summit that calls on North Korea to permanently shut down its missile engine testing facility and launch pad under the watchful eye of international experts. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
The leaders of North and South Korea Wednesday hailed a series of agreements they said were aimed at turning the Koreas into a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's Moon Jae-in Wednesday issued the pledge at a summit in the North's capital, Pyongyang. North Korea's decision to dismantle its key missile site at Dongcheong-ri in the presence of international observers has prompted U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to invite North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho to meet with him during the United Nations General Assembly in New York next week.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has overwhelmingly won re-election as leader of his ruling party, assuring him another three-year term in office. Abe easily defeated the former defense minister Shigeru Ishiba in Thursday's Liberal Democratic Party leadership election, winning 553 votes to Ishiba's 254. If the 63-year-old Abe serves out his full term, he will become Japan's longest-serving prime minister. Abe first became prime minister in 2006, but abruptly resigned a year later. He returned to power in December of 2012, after campaigning on an economic platform dubbed Abenomics, which has been credited for reviving Japan's once stagnant economy through a super easy monetary policy. Abe is expected to spend his time and next term pushing for a long-held goal of revising Japan's post-World War II pacifist constitution. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee says a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her has until Friday morning to indicate whether or not she plans to testify before the panel in a hearing on Monday. Meanwhile, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer is not shedding light on whether her client will appear at a Senate hearing.
Ford insists the FBI investigate her allegation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her before she testifies, which Republicans say will not happen. Her lawyer says the Senate Judiciary Committee's plan to call just Kavanaugh and Ford does not amount to a fair or a good faith investigation, saying multiple witnesses should testify without specifying names.
That's AP Sagar Magani. Israel's Air Force chief is meeting Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by Syrian rocket earlier this week. A major general will report on all aspects, including the pre-mission information and the findings of the IDF inquiry regarding the event. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was struck as Syrian air defense systems fired at Israeli warplanes. Opposition Ugandan lawmaker and pop singer Bobby Wine has been met by police Thursday afternoon when he landed at the airport in Kampala and taken into custody. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Journalists were not allowed at the airport, and security is tight around Kampala, with security forces deployed in the streets and controlling access to the airport. On Wednesday, police banned people from gathering at the airport or elsewhere to greet the 36-year-old Wine. International and local media, as well as social media, report that Wine's brothers, members of his band, and his manager were arrested before his arrival on a flight from Europe. Wine had been in the United States for the past few weeks, seeking treatment for injuries he said were from beatings he received after he was arrested August 14th. He has long been a critic of President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power for more than 30 years. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A massive landslide buried dozens of homes near a central Philippine mountain Thursday, killing at least 21 people and sending rescuers scrambling to find survivors after some sent text messages pleading for help. The slide surged down on about 30 houses in two rural villages. And city police chief said that by telephone, he helped supervise the search and rescue effort. Seven injured villagers were rescued from the huge mound of earth and debris. A Turkish celebrity chef with restaurants all over the world is coming under attack after he posted videos on social media of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro feasting at his Istanbul restaurant. This is amid claims that people in Venezuela are going hungry because of an ongoing economic crisis. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.